This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Most hospitals in Pennsylvania don't follow price transparency rules. Meanwhile, some ports are expecting more traffic after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. A third party wants to make things official. Plus, Punxsutawney Phil's a dad. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Most hospitals in Pennsylvania don't follow price transparency rules, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. Analysis from patient advocacy group Patient Rights Advocate found that only 1 in 5 hospitals in the state make the effort to ensure patients can find the prices of procedures on their websites. This means they aren't aligned with a federal rule that went into effect a couple of years ago, which requires all hospitals to post, quote, machine-readable files, unquote, like Excel, with prices for every procedure under every insurance plan that's accepted at the location. This is supposed to make it easier for patients to shop around for medical care and can be of use when they get a bill that's higher than anticipated. The report found that a lot of hospitals, like the Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania, do have a downloadable sheet, but a lot of it is uncompleted, with the majority of prices missing. The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed early Tuesday morning after it was hit by a large container ship that had lost power, reports CBS Local Philadelphia. The port has since been closed, and for how long, no one knows for sure, meaning that ports in Pennsylvania and Jersey are expected to get higher volumes of traffic than usual. Philiport officials in Philadelphia have confirmed they have the capacity to take on this volume and have already had several diversions of Baltimore come in. Trucking companies, too, are experiencing the same thing. This, however, will work for the short term, says Justin Parent, terminal manager for shipping company IBV Industries, quote, if it becomes a long-term thing, then we're going to start seeing congested roadways, we're going to start seeing longer wait times in the port, and it's just going to kind of snowball from there. A third party is looking to make things official, states the Center Square. The Forward Party, who has the slogan, quote, not left, not right, Forward, unquote, on its website, announced 2 candidates for offices in Pennsylvania, Attorney General and Treasurer. This has brought them a step closer, or forward, I should say, to getting official party recognition in the state. Candidates need 2% of the vote in the general election for this to happen. And if it does, Pennsylvania would be the first state to recognize the Forward Party officially. Eric Settle is the Forward Party member who's running for Attorney General, and Chris Foster for Treasurer. The country's most famous groundhog has become a dad, announces PennLive. Punxsutawney Phil and his wife Phyllis have welcomed their first children together this week. Twins, although the sex of either hasn't been revealed yet. But there's another question hanging in the air, too. According to his fact page, Phil is an immortal after drinking an elixir of life, meaning he'll be able to try to predict the seasons till the end of time. Phyllis, however, didn't, so I guess tough Phyllis. But does that mean Phil's kids are immortal too, or will they just succumb to age like their mom? Guess we'll have to wait and see. Happy Friday, and happy Easter and Passover to any of you guys celebrating. To stay up to date over the weekend, check out PennLive.com. Also, please don't forget to rate this podcast wherever you may listen to it, and to share it around with someone you think would like it too. Thanks in advance, and of course, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and we'll talk next week for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.